That's what happens. That's what always happens.
When you're black in America.
Hey, no. Yo.
What's going on, people? We are here. We are back. Mm-hmm. We are open neck, no respect.
That rhymed.
A little bit. I be trying.
Right, because I can't sing, so I don't want to come in singing.
Mama.
So I just be like, yeah.
Right. Open neck, no respect, the Philly-based podcast with no respect but much love to all. Right back at you with episode 24. Tell me you want more. Get off the floor. Who you calling a whore?
He worked on that all week, y'all.
Just now. And yesterday, and the day before that, and the day before that. I'm telling my business.
Sorry.
All right, so on today's episode, we are going to talk about this Jeezy versus Gucci battle. If you watched it, then you're going to know the references. And if you didn't, I don't know what to tell you.
Right.
You probably have something more important to do with your life.
Right.
But, you know, I digress on that. We're also going to talk about Rudy Giuliani and his hair dye that won't stay still.
Yeah.
You know, he got that drip for real.
Ooh.
And
you got to let it go. That's all I'm saying. I don't say right now, but some point you got to let it go.
And we're going to have a little conversation about Thanksgiving and how, you know, COVID is obviously affecting that and what people might be doing or might not be doing to compensate for it. So we're going to hit all them subjects and more. But let's start from the tippy top with some melodies from heathens.
Yeah, melodies from heathens. Listen, man. Now, if y'all were paying attention to this little feud going on between DJ Luke Nasty. And if you don't know who he is, you might have heard the song. What is it? I'm doing 80 and the 60, fucking ticket, that one, or when he sampled, what was the other one? Whatever.
He
sampled Escape a few years ago. But basically, it's like every few years he come out with a song where he remixed a song that people know.
Yeah.
Well, he remixed Kirk Franklin's Melodies from Heaven and turned it into a song about, a woman's flower area. Okay, he turned it to a pussy song, y'all. It's the best. So Kirk Franklin's like, yo, I didn't approve no remixes of that song ever. And then he pulled up with his family and was playing in the piano in his kitchen and started, he was like, all right, do the breakdown, y'all. And they singing it. Then he like, I didn't approve of no other remixes. This is the only mix of that song that I approve of. Yeah, okay.
Hmm.
He talked about some DJ Luke Nasty said that, you know, I was paying homage to him and, you know, that's my way of being respectful. Bro, if you're going to sample, people have sampled gospel songs before, but they do it in a tasteful way, a very tasteful way. And you don't turn a song about the Lord in that particular way and then make a picture of a woman's butt. But instead of it her being her butt, you put a peach there. Tasteful.
Tasteful.
Put a peach as the cover.
Yeah.
And like, hey, yeah. And then it's like, it's a whole song about women's rainy private parts. And, you know, if I'm Kirk Franklin, I'd be very upset too. So now it's, people have been calling it Melodies from Heathens and instead of Melodies from Heaven. I'd be mad as hell. No pun intended. I really would be mad as hell about that shit. I didn't mean to say that. But I would be like, because there's other gospel songs that people have kind of, you know, played around with.
Yeah.
You definitely did. Y'all ain't hear it yet. Don't worry about it. You will. It was done tastefully, though.
Mm-hmm.
And you could kind of get away with it. But you cannot turn that song into a song about vaginas, bro.
You shouldn't do that with any song that was originally a gospel song.
That's what I'm saying.
Rain, you know.
Exactly. Rain. And it's just like, and then he just popped in and talked about some fuzzies.
Fuzzies.
But I mean, when everybody first react to it, he just tweeting like Kirk Franklin in his house dancing to it. Like, bro, he's not dancing to it. He's not. I'm
Yo,
sorry.
But he's you not. You know what's wild though? Everybody was like, well, Kirk, all right, so he can't use your remix. That's the only remix you approve of. But what about that time you did it with Lil Kim's crush on you playing in the background at a concert? Did Lil Kim approve of you using her song?
I've seen him live and he does do that.
Yes.
He has like a dance section.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
So yeah, like, that is a good point.
Yeah, like, but again, that's taking secular music and turning it into gospel music. I see that and it's like, okay, you can kind of get away with it that way.
So, but he's a holy man, so.
But you cannot turn Melodies from Heaven into a song about vaginas. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't think there's room to give double standard there. I think it's like y'all just said, if you have a song that's like pussy, 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 and turn into Lord, 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 that's one thing. And then you got a song that's Lord, 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 and you turn into pussy, pussy, pussy.
Whoa.
It rubs you the wrong way, whether you're religious or not. Like, at least it should, because it's like, the thought process of it, like, the meaning of that song is, like, you know, spiritually, and the other one is just, like, sexually.
it's not a good look, man. And then, like, for you to be really trying to argue and put the song out anyway, and then it got removed from all streaming services, and Kurt was like, because I didn't, like, I own that, so you can't just do that and then just put it out now. Like, even DJ Luke Nasty was like, dang, even SoundCloud gonna do me like that? Yes, because they're scared of Kurt Franklin. Kurt been out for 30 years, okay? They're scared, okay? So, yeah, I wouldn't...
Was he selling it? Like...
He had it on all the streaming services.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, if you... Like, putting it on SoundCloud, you can get away with SoundCloud sometimes.
That's what I'm saying, sometimes, but...
But because he had it on other services where you could also profit from it, and Kurt did not approve of it, like, he owns that material. And usually, sometimes people put their music out on SoundCloud, even when they sample something, and the artist, whoever it belonged to, it'll get back to them, especially when it popped. And right. They like, shit, yeah, nigga, that's going to get me money, too, nigga. Cool.
Yeah, and they had to nip that in the bud before that shit caught wind on something like TikTok.
I mean, I'm pretty sure some people got the versions of it out, and they still... Talk about some of y'all mad because that joint fire. No, y'all going to hell.
Right.
Talk about
that's fire. The only fire y'all
that's
need to be
wearing. That's the only fire. The fiery bits of hell. Hey, yeah.
Boy, oh boy. All right, let's switch gears. What else was fire? Jazz, what was fire this week?
I don't know about fire, but...
That battle wasn't fire?
Not at all. Like, I mean, we had this versus with Jeezy and Gucci.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, I just want to say, before I even go in on the battle, the fact that they said after party at dot, dot, dot was really terrifying.
Yes. Yes,
and then the fact that I called my friend from Atlanta, he like, oh yeah, they going to the compound. Like, I'm about to lie to myself, bro.
Like,
please don't.
Uh-uh.
You don't need that. But yeah, it was weird. Like, Gucci, it just made me uncomfortable watching it. Cause like, Gucci wanted to fight and Jesus didn't. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, Jesus was like, I can't do this with you. I'm working on real estate. Like,
I'm elevating myself. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he was trying to tell him, like, bro, I'm on a whole nother level, and you could get here too. And Gucci was like, but I'm hood. Every beat that started, I was like, okay.
He played like this song and everything. I said, whoa, they playing this.
He not getting it. Like,
I was really sick. Like, it was a weird moment because, well, for one, we made fun a little bit of the Brandy and Monica situation just because they had their history, but they were able to come together.
Yeah.
There was some shade and some pettiness there, but at the end of the day, it was like, we okay, y'all.
We can,
like,
celebrate,
we cool.
Each other. Yeah.
Like, everybody knew going into this battle that this shit was not okay.
But was it, though? Because I feel like that whole speech by Jeezy was staged.
They played it up a little bit.
That's what I'm saying. I don't feel like it really was a problem. I feel like they've been squashed this beef. I feel like they didn't have it. You know what I mean?
I don't think they squashed this beef. No, they
definitely did not squash. If you had a battle and this is supposed to be like this televised thing, y'all supposed to be cordial, you know that the person that you're going against tried to get you killed.
Yeah, like...
And your beef with him is that the dude that you sent to kill him, he actually ended up killing.
Yeah.
But the fact that this nigga really gave me a Sunday morning speech stop, they practiced that in the mirror. And then they came together at the end, like, and let's do our song, like, Dionne Warwick and them.
I feel like that was
so dry and corny.
Jeezy's speech was playing.
He was like, you know what, in a matter of fact, we not going to do this no more. And I was like, stop, y'all. I'm not even scared no more, y'all. Yeah. Y'all ruined it for the night. Like,
I feel like the tension was played up. Like, when it was happening, I was like, nah, because...
Look at my opponent.
Yeah, like, I feel like...
Even when they was trying to make attention, like I said, they was on two different levels.
Yeah.
Gucci talking about an outfit and Jeezy talking about a whole neighborhood.
He said, I own half Atlanta. Yeah.
So I read up the reason why he specifically pointed that out was because Jeezy actually had, like, like a 10 band hit out on Gucci. That's why he mentioned like my outfit is now 10,000.
Yeah, yeah.
You still in the past. That's what I'm saying. It was just weird. Even Jeezy was like, that shit is 20 years old. Like, even when he started coming.
Gucci took us some 15 years, nigga. It don't matter.
That's what I'm saying. When you perform a beef battle at somebody and then they look at you and be like, nigga, that was 20 years ago. Yeah. It's not a beef. That's what I mean. Like, I'm about to go at him. I'm about to talk about smoking your friend. And Jeezy was like, okay, but 20 years ago, that was a problem. But now that I own half of Atlanta, I'm not worried about that. And you don't need to be too. Drop the drums. Like, that's how it felt. And it was so bad. And I was like, yo, y'all ruined it, bro.
The bad thing is, I think Jeezy just lost somebody in his family. I forgot who it was exactly, but somebody.
He didn't rap.
Yeah, so he just was like,
man. I was like, Jeezy could have not been here. He could have just played a song.
Jeezy won.
Yeah. And his wife is either still sick or she was just sick, wasn't she?
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So he was concerned. Like, you know, he was like, my mind is elsewhere. Like, I'm not really, like, I'm still going to do this for the culture and show that we can come together and all that stuff.
His album was hotter. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Mind you, I mean, like.
That was released that night. I'm sorry, Gucci. But.
I like Gucci, but. Jeezy definitely won.
And that's what made it even worse, because Jeezy wasn't even trying. He still won. Soon as the room got loud and the DJ dropped the music and they were still rapping.
So
I was like, all right, Jeezy won, y'all. I hope y'all saw that.
It took me a minute to realize that they both like had their own DJs.
And the DJs was fighting.
And the DJs was beefing too. I said, these niggas
wanna was really fighting.
So like, I'm watching it from the very beginning. I felt like there was one DJ just hyping up Jeezy until I realized they both had their own separate DJs and Gucci DJ was just not.
He was just dry, right?
He was just dry. And then was stealing the other boy hits. He was like, hey, yo,
then you just
how you gonna
my
steal
hits?
My hits?
Right, right.
How you gonna, I do the burn, burn, burn. You don't do that.
That's what I'm saying.
I just thought, like, where'd you get it from? You just downloaded it? And then that diss song that Gucci tried to do in the beginning?
He played three different diss Jones.
Gucci vs. Jeezy. Gucci vs. G. I
a
heard
lot of
you
Gucci
crack.
Don't
look
like
at my
new
outfit.
Stuff. So no, I feel like
because it's the clone, bro. The clone Gucci.
Clone Gucci.
Yeah, clone Gucci really wanted you to hear
Shout
his
out
new
to
material.
Jesus, yo. He did this thing.
Jesus. Come on.
Right.
Hey, kind of young Jesus.
Right. Amen.
Don't let Kurt know you saying that.
Hey, yo. Don't.
He'll come for you, too.
Right. He going to be in the kitchen with his family with a piano like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Right.
It's the only one I approve of.
Right.
Let's switch gears real quick, because I feel like we went music and music. This one is more closer related to sports, right? Y'all remember back, I forget when that was. I think it was it May of this year or May of last year? May 13th. Y'all remember DeAndre Baker and Quentin Dunbar getting arrested for that barbecue robbery?
I do.
Y'all remember
fucking
that shit?
Stupid. I just don't remember because you gotta remind her things constantly.
All right, well, yeah, they was at a barbecue and they was chilling and everything. And somebody was like, what? Nigga, give me all your shit. We're going to rob y'all and we're going to take off in our Lambos.
They really.
They was at a barbecue. Two NFL players was at a barbecue
and robbed
the barbecue.
The barbecue.
And got caught for it, right?
I imagine you don't remember this.
Wreck squad check.
Now.
They were regular players.
So because they got caught, not only because they're recognizable, for one, because definitely like one of the boys that just gotten drafted, I think it was DeAndre that just got drafted.
Being
but
straight by
the stupid. People that they robbed was like, we're going to snitch on y'all, and then we're going to sue y'all, right?
Yeah, like, how you going to pull up to our house and rob us like I ain't get money?
So they did this, and
they
then...
They stole watches and all that. Yeah, it was crazy.
So they got this lawyer, this Florida lawyer, because it happened in Florida. His name is William Dean. He was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to help you guys out. We're going to get this
you
money.
You said Florida, and that's the trigger word.
Well, listen, Florida man, he's definitely a Florida man. So okay. In recent news, Florida man William Dean, who was the lawyer for the three or four people who were actually looking to go against DeAndre Baker, for the most part, because I think Quentin Dunbar got released of the charges. William Dean decided that he was going to extort Baker for $800,000 to get his clients to change their story. So he tried to make extra money off of the back end and be like, if you give me this money, my clients will say that, oh, no, we forgot it didn't happen. And then you'll get released of charges. Somebody found out about it. So then he got arrested and DeAndre Baker got released of charges anyway.
Damn.
How salty is that?
This shit on power. Like, what?
I'm like, who like was
that shit
your,
was
who
so
was
crazy.
Lawyer?
This is what I'm saying. Like,
I'm saying some scandal shit.
And I'm looking at this. And they said that the total amount of money that was like snatched from, I guess, the barbecue was up to like $70,000, including like just cash and jewelry altogether.
Cash and jewelry, they were snatching watches and all that. Like, how you gonna say, how as an NFL player do you come to somebody else and say run that shit? Like, how, like a actual active roster
pandemic,
NFL
pandemic, bro.
This is before the pandemic. Oh.
Shit, I'm trying.
We gonna pill out in our luxury vehicles like we don't already have money.
Shit was wild. And then the lawyer wanted Baker to pay each of his clients $266,000 on top of the $800,000 he was trying to extort from him. Like, this is a lot of money. A lot of money. He originally sought out for $1.5 million. So,
but
like,
if he robbing y'all, then he don't got no money. So why would you think you about to milk him for money?
Your career, man? The NFL don't care. NFL give niggas jobs. Who's the boy?
But he not about to have his money to give to you.
That's what I'm saying. So exactly. Like, you can't be like, you want your career. You think you're going to lose your... Like, the Cowboys signed a guy. I don't remember his name. I don't really care to say his name again. But they signed a guy who got cut from a team, who beat his girlfriend up and threw her on a bed of guns. The NFL gives no fucks about what niggas do off the field, unless you do PEDs, because
like,
they don't fuck with that.
If you get kidnapped and they call me like $1 million now, or you never see Dashe again, I'm not gonna let you go because I have to. I don't have $1 million. You get what I'm saying? So like, what am I supposed to do either way?
Don't say it on the radio because I can get took.
I'm just giving an example.
But they're like, oh yeah, she don't got it.
They know you don't got it.
Like, that's idiotic either way.
We gonna have to ask somebody else.
I'm gonna be like, wrong number. I'm sorry. Damn. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Wrong
that's dumb.
Number.
Why would you go to somebody that's broke?
I need new friends. You gotta find $1 million, yo. I will find $1 million for you. I would go put a ski mask on and go rob somebody to you.
I got a couple hundred. Can you put her on layaway?
Like,
don't chop off anything to send me just yet.
That's like me calling for an Uber and then you ask me for a ride. Bitch, I don't have a car.
That's the point. Yeah,
it doesn't make sense. But, you know, lawyers is out here doing anything nowadays. So.
Yeah, bro, it's hard out here.
I mean, they should have knew he was up to something, looking like Uncle Fester, for one. I don't know if y'all seen a picture of him.
I would not hire a Florida lawyer, okay? I would not. I could not, considering how y'all voted in this election. Anywhere from them little red areas. Nah, bro. No.
Shit is wild, bro. I don't know. But, you know, he getting locked up and then, you know.
Something tells me he got a Trump bumper sticker on his car.
Possibly.
That sounds very scammish.
So shout out to DeAndre Baker because he might get a chance to play next season.
The NFL don't give a fuck.
They don't care. Like, he'll be back.
They don't care about priors.
Because soon as Quentin Dunbar got released, like, he ended up playing for Seattle, which he's injured now. But, you know, karma do. We'll see what happens in the future.
He getting paid while he injured, though.
Don't make him wait that long. He might rob somebody else.
It's like, I know my foot.
Is he need a check.
My foot right. Hurt, but it's okay. I'm going to go ahead and I'm gonna
hop away with this $70,000.
I'm going to go ahead and hop at this barbecue real quick so I can make a quick come up. My family hungry, dog. I got to go hit a lick real quick. Right. Nigga, how about you hit a player? You get more money.
Open Act No Respect, the Philly-based podcast with no respect but much love to all. Right back at you for episode 24. Thanks for coming back for more. We do adore from the core.
He been working on that all week.
I'm a little poor, but we're just trying. Let's get right into it with these social issues. I'm going to start it off with this little segment I like to call Poor Anthony. All right, so boom. I was going through Twitter, and there was this video of this mom who called her son's teacher because he had a classroom assignment. You know what I'm talking about? He had this classroom assignment where basically he was supposed to fill in the electoral college colors on a map, a United States map, and it was like Biden votes, Trump votes, and then the bottom thing was like, who won?
It was a coloring assignment.
So he colored it in. I think, hold on, let me backtrack. It's important to say that this kid is white.
Yes,
so
yes.
His mom is white.
Mm-hmm.
White. Caucasity.
Yes.
So he colored it in from a map that the teacher put on the board, mm-hmm. which indicated that Biden had 302 and then Trump had 214 or whatever, 213, whatever the number was, 216. Mm-hmm. Not enough.
Basically,
Came home with the assignment and his mom was upset and called the teacher and was like, you need to have the whole class do this over because this is not right. We have 6 states that have not confirmed that anybody is the winner. The answer is wrong.
The answer is undecided.
Right, and you're teaching my child the wrong thing.
Yeah, and, you don't even know. Those should have been gray.
I don't know what grade this kid is in.
He's in coloring grade.
Right, for that much, we know that. If anything, the assignment was, let's see if you're going to follow the... School in general is, let's see if you follow these directions. That's what school is anyway, in any grade. But this is a coloring assignment. So, not yet are they're probably teaching this kid what the electoral college votes actually mean and how they work.
Yeah.
But
it's like civics 101, like teaching kids a little bit. This is how the presidential election works. These many states voted for this person. These many states voted for this person. Who won? The one who had the most states. It was a very simple.
Right. It was literally just math.
Yeah.
This is what it looks like right now. If you add this up right now, what is it? But obviously the mom was more upset about the fact that because your son knows math, he literally was like, okay, so this guy has more votes than this guy, so he won, right?
Yeah.
But she didn't see it that way, obviously, because her personal preference is what drew her off and felt like she had to call a teacher and tell her that she was just wrong completely and that she shouldn't be teaching the class this. And, you know, she's like, not just for my son. I'm sure I'm not the only mom that feels this way.
No, bitch.
You are.
Yeah.
You are.
You rotten solo in that class.
Right.
Like, and they're just like, yo, it should have been gray. The answer should have been nobody. The answer, nobody won yet. We don't know who won yet. We do know who won. I don't know how many times he has to lose Georgia. They recounted it twice already. He still lost.
Michigan counted it.
Lost. How many times you want to lose?
Crazy thing is, like, she kept pointing out these six states. She's like, he shouldn't have colored in the six states. Even if he didn't, the answer still would have been Biden.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, she just missed that whole thing. It was like, she just felt like she had to say something to this teacher. And the teacher's just like, okay, thank you for calling me.
Right.
And I'll talk to the principal and see how we can just resolve. No, but you don't understand. You need to reteach this. And we're not going to stand for this. And I'm going to be the one to speak up. Lady, relax and calm down and relax. Like, be happy your son can count.
It's colors.
And be happy that he can follow directions in color. Like you taking your anger from, you know, your president not being reelected. And yeah, I'm saying your president because that's really what it's all about.
Yeah.
You're taking that and you're putting it on your son, making your son seem like he not doing the right thing. Like that he's not following directions or like.
That's good. He'll learn early that his mom is crazy.
I'm about to say, ignorance is taught at home.
Yes, it is. And the sad thing about it is that it could go that way where he can realize that, or we're just seeing like out in the open right now just what happens in a lot of households where parents are like not teaching their children the right way, making them feel crazy.
You said the kid's name was Anthony, right?
Yeah.
So in a few years when Anthony is around 17, 18, when he's crossing state lines with guns to go shoot people at protests, we know why.
Well, you know, when you have celebrities that are actually paying for his buying,
hello,
he's not
going to
have anything
dollars.
To worry about. Who's the dude? I forget his name. It don't matter.
Yeah, fuck him. But I'm not going to say his name, but again, when you cross the state lines and then you got a murder charge and people raise money, $2 million, to get you out of jail because your mom lets you cross state lines with a gun. Because ignorance, that's what happens. So I pray for the kid because your mom's a fucking idiot.
That's what I'm saying. So poor Anthony. Hope you make it out, kid.
Right.
Like
get to a blue state. Like, hurry up.
Right. Right. We got room in Philly for you. We about to dispatch anyway, so.
Yeah. Like, yeah, get out of here.
We'll figure it out. And not New Philadelphia.
Not New Philadelphia.
Philly. Philly, PA.
Just keep him away from Kensington.
Yeah. And Oregon.
Yeah.
Jazz.
What's up, yo?
Candace Owens. You wanted to talk about her real quick?
All right, so.
I didn't know we had space for her, but let's make space. Go for it.
This is it's a weird topic because people feel how they feel, but I'm going to say what I say and I don't care.
Let's do it.
So, your boy Harry Styles, he hopped on Vogue with a dress.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Mind you, he looked fly in the pictures. I ain't going to hate. Like, he looked great.
It was a great shot, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He's been wearing his jorts lately. Like, he's just trying to bring your old dad and mom style back in fashion. That's all he's trying to do. Make your parents hip again.
Right.
But she said, there's no society that can survive without strong men. Okay, Candace, I'm with you, okay? I can rock with you. The East knows this. Here we go. Now we splitting this up. In the West, the study femalization of our men at the same time that Marxism is being taught to our children is not a coincidence, an outright attack. Since, number one, ain't nobody attacking your men, okay? Yeah, no, that's number one. Like, yeah. Number one. Like, Harry Styles especially ain't your man. So he definitely, we're,
and he like, probably don't like you, sis. Like,
not worried about you at all.
Yeah.
At all.
I've seen your boo. He less manly than Harry Styles. I ain't even going to the front. Like, damn. Then on top of that, you in a suit every week. So, sis, I don't know. Like, just really think about what you saying when you say what you saying. But she don't really think, so it don't matter. She not going to listen to me.
Nah, she just like, regurgitate what she learned over the years saying, and her social training.
I'm about to say. And then
through her family and friends.
It's weird because for her to be like, so, she be like so anti-black with a lot of stuff. And she like is repeating like dangerous Hotep rhetoric. Like, oh, they're emasculating our men. No, no.
At the end of the day, like, people can't make you do what you don't want to do.
Correct.
If that was the case, then there would be no gay people, because it's a lot of y'all trying to stop people from being gay. Like, don't y'all realize that? Like, that's what I'm saying. So, like, you trying to say, like, don't wear a dress, don't do this, don't do that. And the same thing as these people you say the West, like, saying, don't be a man, don't be strong, don't do that. People can't do that. Either way, you can't do that. Like, there's no way you can change somebody from who they are. If he want to wear a dress, wear a dress. He's still going to be bopping out there and probably got shorties all in his DMs like crazy.
You know what's crazy?
It's not stopping him at all.
It's the idea that people equate masculinity and femininity to clothes.
That's clothing. The problem.
And it has nothing to do with, like, what you wear, really. Like, there's, if you go back, you know, in time, royal garb was basically a dress.
Right.
Okay? Most of it was until somebody learned how to make pantaloons, okay? So it's just like,
that's, and also, society is not America.
Right.
In Scotland, it's acceptable for men to wear skirts, sis. Like, you where you live is not the whole world, sis. Like,
George Washington did not miss a photo op without his lace front.
You know?
So, I mean, and then all his friends and cousins.
And you'll miss an interview without a man's suit on. Right. But a pantsuit, sis. Put a skirt on if that's how you feel.
Right.
She don't got the legs.
She got to put. You have to put on. You have to put on layers, okay? Layers. You shouldn't be out here showing skin. Like, the way, like, the people want to take us back to the ancient days of women shouldn't do this and men shouldn't. Like, you can't define what a man is either if you're, like, not a man. Like, there
exactly.
are
exactly. You know what I mean? What I'm saying.
So it's like, there are men who, if you kind of accept that there's a balance in life, everybody has a balance of masculine and feminine energy, right? Mm-hmm. So, if you accept that that's just, it is what it is, you can't say, well, you're not a man because sometimes you worry about skincare. Nigga, he like his skin to be smooth. The fuck is wrong with that? You know what I mean? Like, this is what people, oh, he shouldn't do that. Why does he use that deodorant instead of, because he likes it. Like,
meanwhile, her favorite artist is probably Prince. Sis, you don't make sense. Like, I'm
and
not.
And Prince got a lot of bitches.
This is listen, what I'm saying.
Stay
like,
with a gang of bitches in tight pants with the butt out.
Makeup on, like, meet me on the court. I don't understand. Like, sis,
right.
You
want
gotta,
pancakes?
You gotta.
Some great.
Yeah, but again, like I said, that
blouses.
Y'all trying to equate words or trying to define what masculine and feminine is.
You can't make people gay. Like, yeah. You can't make people straight. Like, you can't make people a woman. Like, you can't make people a man. Like, you can't make people. Sis, you just can't make people, bro. That's not how it works.
Plus, she still think we live in a hunter-gatherer society or something. Oh, she like, he's not manly enough. He can't go out and get me a fish. Like, bitch.
Meanwhile, you kill your man. Like,
the story is
all walking around looking like the Eagles cheerleader, but I digress. So.
Damn.
Bum, bum, ba, dum.
Just, sis, let people be people.
Yeah. Yeah. If you don't like it, you don't live their life.
You should also learn how to be a person, too.
Right.
She's detached.
Maybe try something out.
A lot of cognitive dissonance is what she got. Fucking stupid.
Spell that? What's that? Shit.
That's an after the show looking up. Yo.
All right, so let's switch it up real quick. We're going to stay in politics a bit. I guess we can count her as political, but we're not going to make you political, sis, just like you shouldn't make people who you think they should be. Rudy Giuliani, Dashe, what you got to say?
Yo, it's a mix of Rudy and the Republican Party in general, okay? If I told you right now, y'all got to come together and pay somebody $20,000 a day to represent you in court. Would you expect this person to get on TV for 45 minutes and be leaking demon fluid down their face? Would you be expecting that?
How is he getting paid this much when he lost all his certification to be a lawyer?
That's what I'm saying. So,
he's not a lawer. So, how is he getting paid?
He got the Just for Men sponsorship.
A lawyership?
So he has to, use it all because he has tons of it in his house. That's why it's dripping.
This nigga got on TV.
Came through dripping. Drip, drip.
This nigga's on TV every day or doing news conferences, and he's just like, he quoted My Cousin Vinny as his favorite law movie, like it wasn't a comedy. My nigga, $20,000 a day. And then he's up there. Now, another thing that happened on the side of that is not only was he leaking his Just for Men, I don't know, whatever.
His soul glow.
Not only was he leaking demon secretions all down the side of his face. There was a clip where the woman is up there talking. I'm not even going to get into her because she was up there just talking crazy, but whatever. He's on the side. This nigga got the old school handkerchief out, blew his nose, turned it with the snot side out, wiped his face with it, rubbed his hands in it, and then went to the podium. You nasty motherfucker. How he's dodged corona, I have no idea.
And his son got it. That's crazy.
And then Rudy is up there just fucking Just for Men bleeding, snot whipping on your face, up there talking about My Cousin Vinny. I got two fingers up. And then she says, how many fingers is it? And then it was three. And it's because she was far away. See? And it's like, Rudy, what, nigga, what?
Oh, yeah. The media.
My favorite part when he's talking about Philly.
Yeah, oh. Dead people are
first
voting.
First of all. He tried to come from Philly, but he came for the Philly Italians. Bro, they didn't vote for Biden. Why are you coming at them? He talking about yous, y'all saying Phily. You were taking the wrong people, first of all. They crazy out there.
Right. I wouldn't.
And then number two, the Eagles is not our basketball team. I just want to let you know.
Fucking weirdo.
Just the fights happening at the Eagles basketball game. We don't fight at Eagles basketball games because I've never been to one because there is no such thing.
You ever been to Eagles basketball game?
Never. And I've never got to a fight.
Carson Wentz has got a triple-double.
You never went to an Eagles game?
Anyway,
Shout out to Allen Eagles, bro. But the funny thing about this is Trump is still scamming his cult supporters because they're sending out letters, hey, y'all got to send us money so we can keep fighting these things in court. Right now, he is 2 for 30 in court cases. And the only two he wanted was just like, oh, yeah, y'all needed more people there. I mean, there's people there, but if y'all want more people there, okay. Those are the ones he want. Y'all want 80 more Republican people there watching? I mean, there's already people there, but okay. But every other ones, they dismissed. So now, Trump, which we know he's really good at running scams, he's having people send in, we need y'all to send money. Y'all, if you don't donate more than $8,000, it's not going to that case. It's going directly in Trump's pocket in the Republican Party. So he's still scamming y'all on the way out. This is so bad that the him not conceding is making Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have to ask, hey, y'all, can we hold something real quick? Because they're not giving us money so we can do our transition. So can y'all give us money? No, first of all. Second, you can see what their money is actually going to. Trump is out here paying not the money y'all sending. He's still using the American taxpayer money to pay Rudy Giuliani $20,000 a day. Oh, and one of his other lawyers is a radio host. I don't know what he knows about law. But anybody who has anything to do with electoral law and all that stuff or constitutional law, they don't want nothing to do with these cases. So he doesn't have no good lawyers.
Here's what's really happening. He's paying these fake lawyers to hold up this whole conspiracy that, you know, the counts aren't right. They're trying to cheat and da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
So he can stay in office because as soon as he leaves office or as soon as they kick him out of office anyway.
They storming that bitch.
They're coming for him for all of that shit that they can't get for him right now. He's going to be wide open. So instead of using that money to pay for good lawyers, he's going to need them good lawyers for when he's not president anymore because they're going to have to keep his ass from out of jail or whatever they're going to do to him for all his tax evasion and all that shit that he's trying to avoid. That's all.
Listen, just be prepared. Thursday, usually the president pardons a turkey. When he pardons himself, y'all don't be surprised. He's like, this year, the turkey I want to pardon is Donald Trump. That's what I'm prepared for.
And anybody on that Chris Christie wave, keep it. talking about I voted for him twice, but he an embarrassment. Well, why you vote for him twice?
Why you vote for him twice?
I don't want to hear it.
Because three times is unconstitutional.
Y'all got to... just do me a favor. Keep Rudy Giuliani off my TV. Because he really... Actually, he kind of funny. It's kind of like a comedy show every day. But it's embarrassing. And watching somebody wipe snot boogies all over their forehead really made me sick. I didn't eat for 2 days, Rudy. Thanks.
Open Neck, No Respect. The Philly-based podcast with no respect, but much love to all. We are back, y'all. Episode 24. I'm not going
to
do the rhyme thing again.
I'm about to say.
I don't got nothing else.
He ain't been working on nothing else.
All right, so you know what it is. It's time to get personal. sorry, I don't know. Something in my cup. No, I had coffee.
I should have talked about that
because that's actually a new occurrence in my life. Like, I've never really had a thing for espresso, I should say. Like, I've been down in espresso.
That means your stomach is real regular right now.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Don't tell nobody.
I'll be leaving immediately after this.
Dashay, what you got to say, yo?
Okay, listen. y'all, this is me asking for help because... With this coronavirus, it's brought remote learning to every household, you know, for children who have children. Who have kids with me. Now, my niece
some
is at
adults
my
adults, too.
Yeah. So, my niece she's at our house, you know, because they got to do some, you know, the computer, got to get into the Zoom calls and Google Meets and all of that groovy shit. My niece is in first grade, and... I'm like, you know, we work as a community with my niece. Like, okay, this person's working. She's at this grandma. She's at my mom's. Okay, no, Shay, you going to take care. Okay, cool. No problem. Like, that's nothing. She's in first grade. I got it. Don't worry about it. Yo, I don't got it. They got... I just want to say, in 2020, I've discovered first grade, not the same first grade that I went to.
Mm-hmm.
And she be having work. Now, I'm not saying that I can't do it or I don't know... The answers is that it's new math. Like, how do you make new math? How you make new math? And then you want to ask me how to... Shay, what's... I'm like, I can start getting mad at her now. I just be like... I be sitting in the, you know, not where she at, where they can see me. I'm like, I don't want them to see me fucking up. I don't want the teacher looking at them like, what the fuck you
right,
talking
y'all
about?
Both can't be on screen sweating.
So I'll be on the other side, and my niece be like, so she'll like mute her camera, and she be like, can you see what this is? What is this? I'm like, the teacher's right there. Unmute the microphone and ask her. Like, what are you asking me for? Like, I really be feeling some type of way, and I'm like, yo, this. So I have a new plan, okay? So... I'm going to need the teachers to send us the answers, okay? And to show your work part and all that. I'm not saying that the shit is hard. I'm not saying that. It's a little difficult, but I'm not
you
saying that.
You sound like my parents so much right now. It's gross. Like, I remember having this speech with my stepdad and my mom as a kid. Like,
because I don't know the answer.
You're so old now. Stop it, please.
Like, I don't know the answer.
Please stop it. This is making me uncomfortable. Like,
no, but like...
He's like, oh, that's that new algebra? Shut up.
No,
like,
no,
new
no,
algebra.
No. It's literally, like, there's a whole different way that they do, like, what I would consider basic math. So I'm telling my niece, like, yo, just do this. And then the teacher is marking it like, oh, no, Zala, that's not, you didn't show your work right. I'm like, that's the fucking answer. What do you mean you didn't show your work? Nigga, that's the answer.
I was always confused about the show your work thing because it's like, if we come up with the answer, isn't that what matters?
How did you get the answer?
So showing your work, okay, if I show my work, but you're telling me I didn't find the answer the correct way, why does that matter?
Oh, yeah. I thought you were just saying like...
No, all right, I'm going to show my work, but you're going to tell me you found out the answer wrong.
Bitch, no, I found out the way I found it out. Is the answer six or no? That's all I'm going to say.
Because you come to the right answer in this specific equation, you might not using your same formula.
No.
And another
that
way,
formula got
you know
me all the way through Philadelphia Public School.
Well,
okay.
They
so now they like
that ain't the case.
But
now.
Here's the thing though. It's that.
I mean, is that a good thing to brag about? They didn't teach us nothing. Like,
hey man,
hey, these kids can't. Man, but, you know.
What I'm saying is, it's like they make some of the stuff is like the long way to the shortcut. Like there's like if I'm doing like the basic addition stuff and it's just like, bro, it's 10 plus 7 or something like that, and you do it like the regular normal way, and they telling them, okay, now you put a box over here with the 2, and then you do this, and you put this, you pull this over here, then you're gonna do all this math over here just to re-add. Bitch, that's the long way to the shortcut. Like, that's really stupid. Like, I think that's really dumb. Okay? And then on top of that, we walk around with calculators in our pocket.
Reading me a little bit? Because that's also kind of how I do math. So I'm just...
But what I'm saying, right? I'm saying if y'all could just send... Because it's not the other stuff. Some of the other stuff, I'm like, yes, whatever. I can do that. Like, my niece has gym. I'm like, cool. You can just run around the living room. How do y'all make her do gym? All right, that's easy. Like, then, like, they had her doing, like, journals in the morning. And the teacher's like, okay, close your eyes. What are you thinking about? And my niece is like, if you didn't have hands, how do you clap? Like, what the fuck? And the teacher's like, Zala, I don't understand. She was like, what do you mean you don't understand? That's what I'm thinking about. This is like what you put in her, because they can see it as they write it. And then she was like, and then you have to have like three answers to go with your daily question. She's like, well, I mean, you can use, what are these called? Your forearms? Okay, I can use my forearms. It's a little harder to do with your elbows. This is what my nieces were. I'm like, how do y'all teach first graders? And then you will tell them to her that she closed her eyes, and her answer that she came up with what she was thinking about this morning is, how do you clap with no hands?
I think about that from time to time.
You see what I'm saying? She said you can stub your feet, too. That's loud enough. Like, my niece is really creative. But, yeah, I'm just asking if the teachers, if y'all could just send the parents, not just the answers, but however y'all come to them. Because how am I supposed to help her if I don't know what they're trying to get at? I'm not looking it up. Got me here looking stupid in front of a six-year-old.
Look, as a father-to-be, I'm not looking forward to learning new math or anything like that. I'm going to tell you
that
right now.
It's going to be new math by the time she...
It's going to be new math by the time she...
Right, right.
She ain't here yet, and I'm already sweating listening to horror stories. That shit is crazy.
It's rough. Get your calculator ready.
Right.
Be ready to yell at her like you go to school, okay? Ask her, unmute your mic and say, what's the answer to number six? I don't get it. That's all I'm saying. I don't know.
I'll cross that bridge when I see it. Because I don't see it right now. But when I get there, I know I'm going to be nervous. But you know what I'm not nervous about? Well, let's backtrack real quick. So I feel like anybody that becomes a new parent has like one thing that they didn't know exists that when they find out exists, they get super excited about it. Whether if it's an educational toy that they're going to give to their child, or maybe even like sometimes it's clothes. Like you look at the outfits like, damn, why didn't you have this when I was a baby?
You like, mean, my like, kid gonna you be mean gonna like fly. That new math?
Yeah, like that new man. However, comma, I found my one item that I'm super excited about, and it's called a baby Breeza. This is basically a baby food processor.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
It's so dope, yo. Because like I'm nervous about what they're putting in a lot of baby products. Like, I've always wondered it for a long time, like, ahead of time. But now, it's like, now I'm really, like, on it because I'm expecting. So, it's like, I don't want her to be using all this stuff and then she get older and now her skin is allergic to air or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just some crazy stuff like that. So
her skin is allergic.
Like, she can't blink without coughing. Like, what happened
ready,
to my baby?
Be ready for a bubble baby.
Right. Okay? So, I'm like, really happy about this because now it's like, I know exactly what my child is eating because I'm making the fucking baby food. Now, this thing has, like, mad compartments that you got to clean individually. Some things can go in the dishwasher. Other things you got to wash by hand. Other things you can't even use a cloth. Like, you got to put your finger in there and do like this. But I'm excited about it. So use your imagination. Here. Close your eyes like you're in school. What they say.
How do you clap with no hands?
No hands.
I'm sorry. I closed my eyes and thought the wrong thing.
With you having... Because I'm basing this off my personal preference.
Yeah.
With your personal preference, if you were expecting a child, what is the one thing you think you would get excited about that you would get to use for your child or with your child? Like, what do you think the one thing would be?
The one thing that I would want for my kid? There's a couple things, actually, I think. Because, I mean,
Jazz?
I'm thinking I don't know shit about babies or baby things.
Yeah. I'm over here looking blank diapers. I don't know. Like, what do they use? Wipes? I don't know.
I'm a pretty good aunt and godparent. So like I put a lot of good things together. But it's some other cool shit. It's a lot of cool shit for babies. I think the number one thing I want, there's this little chair, right? That you put the baby in the chair and the chair like does this rotating thing where you don't have to, that worked for my niece. So I think if I ever had a baby, I'd be like, oh yeah. But it worked with my niece because you put her in there and you had to put Busta Rhymes on. Don't ask why. But she would go to sleep to Don't Touch Me. Don't touch me. And then you put her in the chair and she would just rotate and be like, it's getting hot in this bitch. Throw the water on him. Like, I want to see if that worked with my kid.
Okay.
Yeah, the little rotating chair thing.
I feel like I'd just be happy, for a kid. Like, how do you work this thing?
Yeah.
I'm at that level. So it's nothing that I even know of. Like, that would be like, oh, yeah.
I'm all about self-rocking stuff. That you can be like,
so you don't got to do it.
No, that's not that I don't have to do it. It's just that, like, babies, like, for some reason, they, like, see boobs and they try to attack me. And I just be like, whoa, 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 whoa. Not your mom. Rock over there.
I seen this dude in a video. I actually might try this. I seen this dude in a video that took a pouch that pretty much had like the nipple head, mm-hmm. And cut a hole in his shirt and like put the shirt on to see if he could breastfeed the baby. I'm about to say,
they actually make a male thing like that. So if you want that for the baby shower,
yo man, you're coming over. I'm like, hold on, yo, I got breastfeeds.
I'm about to say they make that. Hey, listen. I'll get it. And then Brandon can just walk around breastfeeding. You ain't got to worry about it. Boom. I got y'all. Don't worry about it.
Hey, listen. I'm so excited. When I got out, I was like, I feel like every parent is like this. Like, they have that one thing where it's like,
yeah.
Yo, I'm super excited to use it. I know I'm going to have to clean this joint every night, but I'm here for it because of my personal preference. I'm excited about it. And it's like,
don't be feeding your baby no nasty shit, though.
Right.
No.
That's all I'm saying.
Listen.
Don't be in there processing some nasty shit. Like, she gonna like this. No, she don't.
Nah. Don't know what I'm gonna do.
She said, give him what he want. Okay, you want some titties to breastfeed with? Well, I got you.
I don't want no titties to breastfeed.
No problem. I'll get you the man breastfeeding thing. They got that. I got you. No worries. I'm gonna look it up. Amazon Prime coming in a couple days. Don't worry about it.
You know what else is coming? Don't throw that out there. Yep. You know what else is coming in a couple days? Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Jazz.
Drive turkey, sucker.
I mean, no, I was just going to open it to the room. Like, what y'all Thanksgiving looking like? Because I'm not having one. So, y'all Thanksgiving looking like? But.
Oh, yeah, we planned it out. I already don't like people coming over. So, this is a public service announcement to my family members that like to listen to the show. Don't come to my house. That's number one. We always cook. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we used to do, like, me and my brothers and my cousin used to turn the lights off so people wouldn't know. You know, now because it's COVID, it's easier to be like, don't come. So you don't leave with 1,000 plates and shit. So we're going
to
cook.
Turn the lights off so people didn't know it was Thanksgiving?
No, so people didn't think we were home.
Oh, I'm like, what?
We used to turn the lights off because, you know, people be like, I'm trying. You know, it's always like the plate scalpers. They be riding around at different people. I'm like, I'm going to go get a plate from here. That's how my family is. Like, mm-hmm. My family at this point, like, we don't really come together anymore because it's too many feuds in places. So we cook and people will just be like plate hopping and plates where they're welcome. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm here to tell y'all this year nobody's welcome. So don't... I'm going to cook, we going to eat, and y'all can cook at y'all house, and y'all can eat at y'all house. Zoom call my mom. I'm not going to answer because I don't really be talking a lot. So don't come over. Now, if you want a plate, I'll ride one to your house. You need a plate? Ride one to Brandon's house. But don't come to my house, y'all. We're going to be in the house with onesies on. I'm excited about it. I'm going to be dressed as Deadpool.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You should have did that regularly.
I mean, I already do, but this is what we got. Okay, so my mom said, don't walk around in your drawers instead of coming to Deadpool onesie. So I said, all right, okay, yeah. I'll put the Deadpool onesie on.
How about you, Ray?
Thanksgiving has been weird for my family ever since my grandma passed. Because mm-hmm. It's always been, like, just a small collection of us. But as far as, like, this year goes, it's just kind of all over the place. Because, you know, my immediate, you know, I have my mom. And she's just like, whatever we doing, we can do that, you know, as long as I get to be with my family. So that, you know. And then my cousin's hazmat suit didn't come in yet, so she's not going anywhere. And I'm just trying to make sure, you know, I at least see my brother for Thanksgiving. Other than that, I did get the job at Insert Here. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. We'll see if I'll be working on Thanksgiving. I assume that the store will probably be closing early, but I don't know nothing about nothing until tomorrow. So we'll see what my Thanksgiving is really looking like by then. I just hope I'm eating more than vegetables. That's all. Cause
make sure you got a plate.
That's another reason why it's been a little weird. Cause like, people don't do research. None. They don't know how to feed vegetarians. Like, they just think like, would you just want a salad and some broccoli? Like, there's other things, like, you're not even trying. So I just hope somebody try a little bit for me. That's all. That's
I'm
all
about to
I'm
say, my cousins, they're vegetarian. And what was it, a couple years ago, she came over with different stuff that were like vegetarian options. And I'm like, that's dope, because I like to try different stuff. So hopefully somebody, well, she did it for herself. So I mean, I'm not saying you have to, but you might have to be like, hey y'all, let me show y'all what it looked like. When
but
you
I say, yeah, no, I'm definitely bringing like my own one dish for sure, just so I'm not salty, because I know it's going to be
vegetarian dessert.
Like they from the south, so it's meat and everything.
Yeah.
So you know, I gotta look out for myself at least a little bit, but I ain't worried about it. Like the food's going to be good. So like I said, the last couple of years have just been weird anyway, so nothing has really been fully established for future years, so we're just taking it how it is.
I'm normally a person that goes with the flow,
yeah,
but I think this year I'm excited to just chill, like,
yeah, because no expectation for somebody to be like, you're gonna come by, you're gonna, no,
that's what I'm saying. I don't like making big to a lot of things, so the fact that this year with COVID, that's the one plus, I will say. Like, no, real life, like, yeah, my birthday, Thanksgiving, everything. I could just be like, no, I ain't doing nothing, and people were not mad at me, and it felt so great, y'all. It felt so great to just be like, I'm just going to chill, because I can entertain myself. I don't really like half of y'all. So, like, it's great.
75%.
Like, you know what I mean? I'm going to make a nice little play, watch a movie that I want to watch, or watch some football, watch my team lose, and I have somebody in my ear like, oh, you know they ass every year. Thank you, sir. I didn't know that already. Like, I'm just happy to just chill. So, shout out Thanksgiving this year.
Right.
I know a lot of people mad, but I'm happy.
Right. I'm happy I don't have to go to anything and be like with your family, like older family, and they start telling you, because when you was, I don't remember. I was in a diaper. And then I remember. I don't. Remember me? I don't.
I probably wasn't even there.
I don't.
So
last, you remember when you walked for the chicken wing? I don't. Well, yeah, because then your brother, he walked for a big kid. No, he didn't. Shut up. You know what I mean? Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I feel that. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all. Happy thank you, thinking him. Yep.
Yep. What? Happy
Thanksgiving. Thank you having Thanksgiving, y'all.
But I think that also has to go with, like, childhood. Because, like, when you have to do, like, stuff with your dad's side, stuff with your mom's side, you get worn out after. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just worn out. Like, I'm tired of the, now we got to do this, and now we got to go over here, and now we got to split this up. And maybe that's what it is.
And now,
and now it's just like, I can do what I want. Yeah. I don't got to go to y'all, please.
Where's
like,
yeah,
now I do what I want.
Right. Like, now I do what I want. Open neck, no respect. The Philly-based podcast with no respect but much love to all. We are at the very end, y'all, where we talk about what we learned today. Dashe?
So I learned that if you want to use any of Kirk Franklin's music, you should damn well check with him first. And don't be talking about pussies. Second, I learned if you would like to stop being scammed by the Republican Party, I would say don't vote for him, but if you even when you,
oh, I'm so sorry. You remember how, like, we were talking about Kirk Franklin last time, and I was like, Shackles, and that's not his song? That's what popped into my head again. I was about to be like, yo, I'm about to sample Shackles. That's not Kirk Franklin. Like, that's literally what just happened. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm so sorry.
I feel like you
still might come after you, though. Like, you might want to be careful.
I'm like, Shackles on that bus. That's not Kirk Franklin, jazz.
Mary might let you do it, though, because, I mean, I'm walking. Hey, why you want to go and do that? And do that.
Right. They like to still
that's the same song. Anyway.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. But there is a bomb in Gilead. I'm just going to let y'all know. That's future reference. Okay. I learned if y'all want to stop being scammed by Republicans, I would say stop giving them money and stop voting for them. But even when you don't vote for them, they still tell you they want anyway. So I don't know what to tell y'all at this point. I just keep your money in your wallet and get Rudy off TV. And lastly, I don't know what I'm learning in first grade right now because I'm having a hard time. So if y'all can send me the syllabus.
New math.
I don't like new math. New math is stupid. That's why I walk around with a smartphone in my pocket and then can tell me the answers. So whatever. Okay. I'm going to pass first grade even if it's going to take me my second time. Okay.
I learned that I still love Jesus. Shout out my man Young Jeezy. I learned that. I ain't learning. I knew. Karen's always just wrong, y'all. She just wrong. Let people be people. And I'm going to make my own plate this year.
Word. You cooking?
Not at all. But I'm going to make the plate.
Right. So that don't change. Like, I'm still not cooking, I'm but I'm eating. Also not going anywhere. So.
Right.
I'm used to it. I've been making a turkey since I was 15. So I make
shout
turkey. And I'm going to enjoy it without nobody coming to my house.
Shout out to my family, though, because they never put me in that role. They was always like look at you. Look how you dressed. Go sit there and watch the game. Food will be ready.
They won't. My family's not like that. There's so many women. Thank it was God. Like, grab them rutabagas and you cut them and she going to pop the peas. And that's pretty much how I grew
up. Yeah.
Like, you ain't have no choice.
Same.
Yeah, blessings.
They ain't have no choice.
They was like, the food done. You want some yams on your plate?
Yes.
No. I ain't have no choice, bro.
I learned that if I ever got robbed at a barbecue and I needed a lawyer to represent me, that I got to make sure we're on the same page as far as what we're actually going after.
Right. We also learned that dad's going to pay for me if I get kidnapped.
Because I don't have it. Only because I don't have it.
That's the only reason. Not
I'm taking my video back for your birthday.
I learned that Anthony's probably going to be ruined.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to ruin my child with the stupidity. So that's the only thing I can really worry about. And then I also learned that I'm excited to make my baby food. How about that?
You also learned that you're getting some titties for your baby shower. So
titties for my baby shower.
Titties for your baby shower.
Handing them yandles, yes.
Damn. What we on? Psych, no. Anchor, Breaker, CastBox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Podcasts, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, our radio, Apple Podcasts, Facebook. You know, look for us. You can find us if you look.
Right. Linktree, all that shit is in there if you go just
it's click
the button.
Just hit the button.
Hit the button.
Push goddamn button.
Right.
Excuse me?
It's a
also dope black pods. You can find us in there.
I just want to give a shout out real fast, too. Shout out them people that do the thing for Thanksgiving every year. I don't know if they still doing it. Remember the grandma and she said
they
the random text?
Yeah.
To the black boy. I don't know if they doing it this year, but her husband passed away.
Yeah.
So shout out to them.
No, he was there.
Okay,
was there.
All right. Yep. Shout out to them, though. Like, that just popped in my head thinking about Thanksgiving. But don't get sick, y'all, because she lost her husband to COVID. So don't play with that.
Right.
Right.
Everybody stay safe, y'all.
Right.
All right.
All right. Stay healthy. Get a healthy plate.